Blog Talk Radio. Testing 1, 2. I hope we are all here, and I hope everybody can hear the sound of my voice. Welcome to Indie Inner Tube, your home for all that is hot and streaming in the world of online, independent, made for the web entertainment. Welcome, everybody. We are so, so excited today to be the ones to bring to you live the announcement of the third annual IAWTV Award nominees.
Very cool.
Blog Talk Radio has suddenly gotten rid of our startup audio, so you didn't have the Indie Inner Tube startup audio. For that, I apologize. I'm going to ask the chat room now to give us a quick yay or nay that you can hear us. Hopefully you can. We need to make sure that everybody can hear us so that we can make this nomination announcement and discuss and share our excitement with all of you, and that you can hear it. So hopefully everybody can hear us. LSR says yes, they can hear us. So the first thing that I would like to say to you is, as vice chairperson of the board for the IAWTV, a lot of agonizing went into our Blue Ribbon panel of judges who sifted through the submissions to come up with the nominees in all of these categories. I don't even know who all judged categories yet. They were spread out amongst the judging group, and there was a ton of agonizing to make sure this was done with integrity and wonderful spirit, and every show got watched and discussed and voted on, and that is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And the next thing is now up to you, the members, to vote to choose your winners that will be given away on January 7th, 2014 at the Rio in Las Vegas. In conjunction with NMX, and many of us will be speaking in NMX, and I hope a lot of you are coming. Tickets for the IAWTV Awards are already on sale. And I will say to you, there are some exciting announcements in the coming days that you will hear about presenters and hosts of the IAWTV Awards that are going to make it an even more exciting evening for all of us who are going to be there. Amanda and I will be in Vegas. We will be presenting as well.
Yes, we will.
And we are excited like you guys don't even know. Now, after this announcement, within 15 minutes of us being done with this show today, the show will be available for download. So please feel free to download it and share it. And if you are one of the shows or individuals that is nominated, please feel free to put the audio on your website and share it amongst your viewers and fans so that everyone can be aware and can share your excitement and can come to Vegas and join you if possible. Now, I'm trying to make sure that the embed code for this that people have on the playlist is available, and it may not be the right one. I'm going to send Sibley another embed code right now for this actual episode that we're on, and hope that that works, because we want everybody to be able to hear this for you guys, and we want everybody to be excited for everyone. I am more excited than you guys could possibly ever know about this announcement. And we've been discussing everything from last night. It should show up on the playlist right away for live. If not, feel free to go to the link for the actual show, and you can hear it from there as well. I'm going to send Sibley that. Everybody's so excited. They really are very, very excited about this. So let's get started. We're going to read this list.
Woo!
From the bottom up, is everybody ready?
I'm ready. You ready?
Oh, wait a minute. I got disconnected.
What?
I got disconnected from chat when you logged in.
How did that happen?
I don't know how that happened. You're we're going to get it up there. If everybody's ready.
Your special, special awards.
It is such a big part of our lives being in the IWTV and being part of this community. And I cannot tell you how proud we are of these nominees and how proud we are of the way this all worked out. Stunning. Stunning. And a lot of stuff has gone into this. Do not be surprised if you are approached with being a presenter. There's a lot of exciting stuff happening. Guys, we're going to be in Vegas in less than 3 weeks to give out these awards and to honor the best in our space.
That's crazy.
I know it, right? Okay, here we go. We're going to start from the bottom up.
Woo!
Merry
Christmas, Happy New Year. Here's your nomination.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Amanda, I know that digital effects are it's going to be a tough one for you.
We can do it.
So you want to do the first two, and then I'll do the next two, and
sure.
We'll continue on from there and just divvy it up.
I believe people like your voice better than mine anyway. So to start off with the 2014 IAWTV Award nominees for Best Returning Series.
Say that again.
Again. For the 2014 IAWTV Award nominees, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Best Returning Series, Squaresville, Hipsterhood, Lauren, Husbands, Fallout Nuka Break Season 2. Best New Series, The Fuzz, Darwin, Thingstarter, Cosplay Piano, and Brooklynians.
Well, you said that good, the Brooklynians.
I know.
I like that. I like that. The next award is for Best Visual Effects Digital, and the nominees are Battlestar Galactica, Blood and Chrome, digital artist Gary Hunsell, Michael Gibson, Doug Drexler, David Takamura, Kyle Toucher, Jesse Mesa Toves, David Morton, Neil Zapata, Douglas E. Graves, Kevin Quattaro, Niall Booker, I hope I pronounced all these right, James Hibbert, Dashk Pandey, Alice Rees, Richard Livingston, Jeremy Lang, Michael Choi, Matt Boardman, Ania Graham, Shane Hoffman, Heather McAuliffe, Derek Ledbetter, August Coleman, Jesse Siglow, Sarah Grieshammer, Ryan C. Shore, Arthur Vail III, Patrick Murphy, Alberto Ludina, John Cornejo, I hope I said that right, Anthony DiAgostino, Eric McAvoy, and Philip A. Sisk. That is for Battlestar Galactica, Blood and Chrome. The other nominees in Best Visual Effects Digital are State of Sin, Mercury Filmworks, Continuum, Element X Creative, Chad Briggs, Visual Effects Supervisor, Progress the Series, Paul Latta of Coco Visual, and Super Knocked Up, Daniel DeFabio and Christopher Vincelette, Supervisors. For Best Original Music, Clutch Season 2, Original Score, Adrian Ellis, Destroy the Alpha Gammas, Giona Ostinelli, Original Score, Continuum, Damon Criswell, Original Score, Research, The Research Opening Theme by Kenny Wood, and Abigail, Original Soundtrack, Brian Twix, Arnold.
Next up, we have Best Supplemental Content, Pretty Darn Funny, Season 2, My Music, Super Geeked Up, Husbands, and The Digits. Next nominee is Best Online Channel, Crackle.com, What's Trending, Epic Rap Battles of History, Smosh, and Wigs.
In the category of Best Interactive Social Media Experience, the nominees are Mr. Right, Ms. Right, Frank Chindamo, Super Geeked Up, State of Sin, Carrie Hayden, Spellslingers, Katrina Dennis, and Welcome to Sandition. The nominees for Best Makeup Special Effects are Fallout Nuka Break Season 2, Bianco Apis or Apisi, The Gamers Hands of Fate, Sean Shelton, Damon Van Hee, and Jamie Cordero, Voyage Trekkers, Nathan Stipes, Mark Grinewald. One Hit Die, Bleeding Arts. And Standard Action Season 2, Ashley Young.
The next nominees are Best Design in Art Direction and or Production. Progress the Series, David King. Continuum, Eric Whitney. Red Scare, Rachel Gold and Rachel Rob Condras. Destroy the Alpha Gammas, Nicole Vardy. And Inferno, Sarah Kogan. Best Costume Design, Justice Woman, Jennifer Hebner and Mary S. Porter. Fallout Nuka Break Season 2. Shelf Life, Holly Conrad and Jennifer Smith. Standard Action Season 2, Vanessa Dryvness. Dirigible Days, James Bradigo, Adam Goforth, Jeff Garuhala, Gary Lobstein, Jason Orsega, Julie Wilhelm, and Joe Zoliner.
That was a mouthful there.
That was a mouthful. But it's a steampunk show, so why not?
For Best Variety Series, Cosplay Piano, The Mythical Show with Rhett and Link, Kids React, Daily Motion Detour, and Culture Pop. For Best News Series, Buzz 60 Entertainment News, Buzz 60 Weird and Viral News, AMC Movie Talk, Vivo News Live from H97 SJXX, and Buzz 60 News.
Best Educational Series, Man at Arms, also known as AWEME, The Digits, Spell Slingers, What You Can Do, and Vintage Colorado. Best Documentary Series, Indie Across America, Soccer Academy, Tailgate 32, Revved Up, and A Simple Walk into Mordor.
For Best Animated Series, Ruby, otherwise known as RWBY, Stan Lee's Bad Days, Broken Quest, New Eden, and The Brooklynians. Okay, now we're moving into a different type of category. For Best Writing in a Nonfiction Web Series, Tailgate 32, Aidan Brezonik, Michael Trupiano, and John Trupiano. For What's Trending, Lon Harris. For the Moment of Clarity Show, Lee Camp and Aaron Burdett. For Fit Now with Bezdo, John Bezdo and Erica Laxon. And for Away from Keyboard, AFK, Sam Kellett, Jeff Bauer, Brandy Finmark, Whitney Merritt, Jeremiah Watkins, Justin Alexio, and Philip Binder.
For Best Directing Nonfiction, Cosplay Piano, Tom Gray. Kids React, Benny and Raffi Fine. My Damn Channel Live, Jack Ferry. Daily Motion Detour, Tony Wise. Blitzed, Aaron McLean. For Best Host Pre-Recorded, Will Wheaton, Tabletop. Dave Holmes, Indie Across America. Bernie Burns, The Gauntlet. Maggie Rooley from Mom IQ. Rhett McLaughlin for The Mythical Show with Rhett and Link.
The nominees for Best Host in a Live Web Series are A.J. Gibson, AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show. Kristen Burt, AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show. Jeff Burns, Super Geeked Up. Beth Hoyt from My Damn Channel Live. And John Campia for ANC Movie Talk. For Best Live Event, the nominees are Comedy Gives Back 2013, a 24-hour global live-streamed comedy event benefiting Malaria No More. Unexpected Covers from Vivo. Go Shows. Vivo presents 30 Seconds to Mars, and Vivo presents Lift Live.
Best Hosted Series Live, What's Trending? My Damn Channel Live, AfterBuzz TV, So You Think You Can Dance After Show, Super Geeked Up, and Indie Intertube.
We have to be excited about that, okay? Come on.
I was trying to trying to say all right. Straight face.
Next one.
Best hosted series pre-recorded. Tabletop. The Gauntlet. The Curious Cook. VHV TV Interview with Javane Harry. And The Yaffa Show.
Okay, moving on. Best ensemble cast. Best ensemble performance by a cast. Husbands, Brad Bell and Sean Heyman. Threesome, Juan King, Lisa Gifford, and Peter Halpin. Emma Approved, Joanna Sotomura, Brent Bailey, Dane Hutton, James Brent Isaacs, Alexis Boozer, Paul Stewart, and Gabriel Voss. Pairings, Ed Robinson, Nathan Mobley, Nebula Goo, Shannon Nelson, Rick Robinson, David Nett, Jessica Mills, Paul Ingen, I know I said that wrong, Stephanie Thorpe, Keaton Talmadge, Natasha Harris, and Michelle Hack. And Clutch Season 2, Matthew Kaveri, Jillian Clare, Alexandra L., Catherine Folger, Katja Gardner, Peter Hodgins, Tom Conkle, and Jeff Sinisak.
That's some names.
Yes. An outstanding nominee. For Best Writing in a Comedy, Husbands, Bradley C. Bell and Jane Espenson. The Jeff Lewis 5-Minute Comedy Show, Jeff Lewis. Epic Rap Battles of History, Nice Peter, Epic Lloyd, Dante Sotomayor, Mike Battette, and Zach Sherwin. Versus Valerie, Stephen Kalliner, Simon Fraser, Galen Drin, Deborah Etta Robinson, Rob Norman, Alice Moran, and Chris Craddock.
That's Stephanie Kalliner.
Stephanie Kalliner. My bad.
That's okay.
Pretty Darn Funny Season 2, Jeff Parkin, Jared Carden, Lisa Valentine Clark, Adrian Carden, Casey Falconer, and Tom Quinn.
Oh, here we go. Best Male Performance in a Comedy. That's where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. We're at performances now. Again, best male performances in a comedy. Brad Bell in Husbands. Sean Hamison in Husbands. Ed Robinson in Pairing. Jeff Lewis in the Jeff Lewis 5-Minute Comedy Show. And Ron Hanks in Golden, California. Female performance in a comedy. Hannah Spear in Versus Valerie. Amy Acker in Husbands. Joanna Sotomura in Emma Approved. Lisa Valentine Clark in Pretty Darn Funny Season 2, and Katori Crawford in the Invaders web series Angie's Logs.
For Best Directing in a Comedy Series, Sugar Boy, Dan Opsahl. Destroy the Alpha Gammas, Scott Brown. Husbands, Jeff Greenstein and Eli Gonda. Suit Up, One and Done, Christopher Leone, and Pairings, Rick Robinson. For Best Comedy Series, Epic Rap Battles of History, Pretty Darn Funny Season 2, Sugar Boy, Emma Approved, and Husbands.
For Best Editing in a Web Series, Destroy the Alpha Gammas, Phil Bucci, Versus Valerie, Mike Fly, and Simon Fraser, Husbands, Nathaniel Atchison, The Four Players, James Darling Evan, and 10,000 Days, Eric Strand and Gian Gonziano. For Best Cinematography in a Web Series.
Oh, let me read this one.
Okay.
For Best Cinematography in a Web Series. Destroy the Alpha Gammas, Boa Simon. 10,000 Days, Marco Mazzi. The Hinterland, Danny Larson. Shadowbound, Dan Smiley, and Paul Awad for Thurston.
Does that mean I'm doing the next one?
Yeah.
All right. Best Writing in a Drama. Cocoon, Nikki Racklin. Squaresville, Matt Enlow. Blue, Rodrigo Garcia and Karen Gracie. The Hinterlands, Michelle Elliott and Danny Larson. Lauren, Jay Rodan and John Avnet.
For Best Male Performance in a Drama, Connor Russell in The Hinterlands. I can never say his last name.
Ventimiglia.
Milo Ventimiglia in Chosen. Walt Willey in Thurston. Richard Cutting in Milgram and the Fast Walkers. And David Arquette in Cleaners.
Best female performance in a drama. Anna Paquin in Susanna. Julia Stiles in Blue. Peggy McGrath in Cuckoo. Trojan Belisario in Lauren. Maggie Grace in Susanna.
For best directing in a drama. Rodrigo Garcia for Blue. Paul Awad for Thurston. John Avnet for Lauren. Ben Kitai for Chosen. And Danin Bresnahan for Cuckoo. And finally, the nominees for Best Dramatic Series. And wow, they were some tough submissions just like everybody else. And this is not going to be an easy category for our members. The nominees for Best Dramatic Series are Blue, Thurston, Susanna, The Hinterlands, and Battlestar Galactica, Blood and Chrome. Congratulations to all the nominees. The full list of nominees will also be available on the IWTV.org's website, as will the tickets for the awards. The 2014 IWTV Awards will take place on January 7th at 6 p.m. Pacific Time at the Rio All Suites Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas and will be live streamed online. The nominees will be voted on by the digital entertainment professionals who comprise the active membership of the IWTV. Nearly 100 shows, over 100 shows, were nominated in 35 categories. I believe it was closer to 200 shows. The most nominated series are Husbands with 10 nominations, Destroy the Alpha Gamma with 5, Blue with 4, Thurston with 4, Lauren with 4, The Hinterlands 4, and Super Geeked Up 4. We had individual nominees and performances considered for nomination, over 1,500 to be considered for nomination across all categories. It is absolutely stunning the amount of talent that comprised the submissions and that still comprises the nominees. This is a tough decision for our membership. Good luck, everybody. Good luck to all the nominees. Good luck to our membership in choosing the winners. And congratulations to everyone who had the idea of submitting their show to the IWTV. It was an honor and a privilege being part of the judging panel for the few categories that we were and being able to see and look at and share these nominees. The submissions were amazing, amazing. And many of you will be approached for submitting. There was such a wealth of talent in these nominees, I can't even tell you how difficult these decisions were and how difficult it was to weed through all of the nominations. Good luck, everybody. Thank you for listening. Now, if you guys want to talk about it in the chat room, you want to continue to talk about it, everything will be going up on the site probably simultaneous to this. You can also see you can also see it on the Video Inc. There will be a lot of information out there. Like I said, after we are finished here, this episode of Indiana Tubes podcast announcing the winners will be available for download. You can download it and use it on your website and in your social media as you see fit. That's pretty much all I can say. It's so exciting, the awards. We have our hotel. We don't have our airfare yet. But we're excited to be there. We're excited to be nominated. We'd like to say congratulations to everyone, once again, who was nominated. Amanda, do you have anything else to say?
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's in Vegas. Here we come.
I think these nominations are really good. They really do.
They're hard.
Kind of
I am not looking forward to voting in it at the same time going, no.
All of you will be getting, all of the nominees will be getting emails on what we need from you before the show in Vegas. All of the membership will be getting information on voting and when that begins and how that begins, which will be very soon. You'll be getting those emails today. Yeah, I think the nominees really do kind of cross the gamut of everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got shows that, if not for this submission process, I probably wouldn't have even heard of, like Cuckoo, which is an independent show from Ireland.
Hello, Red Scare. Where have you been?
I know, like,
where have you been?
It is amazing to see some of these shows that I'm like, I didn't even know. And then to see, you know, somebody like Scott Brown doing a musical, whoa, Destroy the Alpha Gammas, what's happening? We had not seen any of the second season of Pretty Darn Funny.
Nope.
Until just recently. Yeah, Cuckoo is, I think that's Jonathan Robbins in the chat room saying he saw it in Marseille.
It is.
And how amazing that was. You know, versus Valerie Pairings Threesome.
I know.
Talk about some international nominees we got this year. That's fantastic.
I find
we've got shows being nominated from Ireland, from the UK, from the United States, from Canada, and then shows from LA, from New York, from Virginia, from Atlanta. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's awesome. One thing that I feel kind of gypped on right now is I want to see everyone's reactions to us having read that.
Yeah, because we're big dorks, and
we are big dorks. I
trying
love,
to mask our excitement for some of the names that we saw on the list when we got it.
Excitement and yeah, it's very difficult to keep a straight face, especially when you have to read yourself. So kudos to anyone who's done this before.
We did not in this process expect to be nominated. So,
like I said,
thank you.
It's very difficult
for that.
Reading your own name and trying to keep a straight face when you didn't know it was on there.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't know until we saw the list, like, right before the show went live, because it was kept from a lot of people. I think it's really a good nomination list. I do. I think it's solid. I think it's solid. I think you guys are going to be really surprised when we start announcing hosts, featured presenters, I mean, I can tell you now Indie Inner Tube is presenting. But I'm not going to share any of the other presenter names until we have people ironed down, and I'm not going to share a host name until we have things ironed out. But there are some exciting announcements coming.
Spoilers.
No spoilers. No spoilers. We still have 30 minutes of time to share with you all for this, so if any of the nominees who are in the chat room would like to call in, the guest call-in number is 646-200-0147. Excuse me, that's 626-200-0147. And if anybody wants to call in and talk about the nominations, or they want to call in right now and talk about their nomination, say thank you to the judges or, you know, whatever you would like to do, those lines are open right now. I'm always excited about the IWTV Awards. I'm excited that we start the award season for the year. I'm excited that we've moved to the Rio this year.
Mm-hmm. It's a big change.
I'm extremely excited to be part of NMX.
Yep.
And to be working with NMX. They have been...
Especially if anyone...
Absolutely fabulous to work with.
If anyone got to Vegas early last year and managed to catch some of NMX, this is going to be epic. NMX is amazing. It really is. And it's full of our people.
And I think the awards moving forward out of this are going to be really wonderful in the years to come. I think more people are going to get involved. I think we're going to have more sponsors. I think we're going to have... It's amazing. It really is amazing. Well, we've got an hour. I had you linked in the show earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we will go ahead and cut this short. If nobody wants to call in and talk about their nomination, the number is out there at 646-200-0147. And beyond that, again, you can take this audio, you can edit out your nomination, you can put it up on your website, you can do whatever you need to do.
You can tweet and Facebook us for mispronouncing your name.
Yes, please. If we mispronounced a name, especially on digital effects or
any category,
in any of the ensemble
cast. On any category. And names are hard, and everybody's name is different. And unless you were born with that name, only you know how to pronounce it.
I want to say, as a live-hosted show, congratulations to all the nominees for Best Live Host and to our fellow nominees for Best Live-Hosted Show. I would not want to compete against those nominees for Best Live Host. I'm kind of glad we didn't get nominated in that one. Well, not really glad we didn't get nominated, but you know what I'm saying. That sounds really asinine, doesn't
it? It's sad that you don't have to, you know, like, fight. Like, I'm not going to...
Jonathan Robbins, if you would like to call in, you can use Skype as well. There should be a Skype button actually on the Blog Talk page. So if you wanted to do that and call in, Jonathan Robbins, as you all know, is the creator of Clutch, who has a couple of nominees this year for season two, including Best Ensemble Cast.
See, now some people miss the announcement and they want this over. They need to hear it.
There is a list.
The page did not refresh. For anyone who is just joining us now and you did not hear the announcement, because the page didn't refresh or something along that line, here's the deal. This show right here, right now, that you are listening to live, will be available for download within 5 to 15 minutes of us going off air. There is a list, I believe, that is published. She's finding the link now.
Yes, I'm looking for the list where it's published. Keep talking.
Do, 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 do. Vegas is in. This is, I'm sorry. I feel the need to apologize for everyone who's going to be voting in the next 3 weeks because, holy poops. You're going to eat. You know what? You're going to vote, and then you're going to go eat your holiday dinners and pass out, and then it's going to be time for Vegas. And that's really how it's going to go. You're going to vote and be like, whew.
The press release has been sent to the Video Inc. It will be going up shortly on the Video Inc. That's the videoinc.com. The final press release has been given to them.
So, like I said, since we got no one on the phone and people want to hear.
Wait, I have a call.
Oh.
Welcome to Indie InnerTube. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, it's Jonathan Robbins.
Hey.
Hello, Jonathan Robbins, creator of Clutch. Congratulations to you on your two nominations, sir.
Thank you so much. How could I pass up an opportunity to talk into InnerTube?
Oh, well, you know, we love you to death. Best Ensemble Cast.
I adore you guys. Oh, that was so great to hear. I mean, that actually was one of my main goals for Clutch Season 2, is to see recognition for the cast in a genre that doesn't usually get actor recognition. So how flattering to see that that was achieved. And Gillian, Claire, and Tom Conkle, and Jeff Sinizak, and Matthew Carberry, and Katie Gardner, and they all did such an awesome job. So I'm so happy that got a nomination.
Now, are you going to be in Vegas, Jonathan?
I think so. I am trying to make plans to be there. I think I probably will.
Good. And hopefully some of your cast will be able to make it. I mean, maybe Tom Conkle and Gillian Clare can make it up from L.A.
That would be awesome. I'd love to see them again. It's been a little while.
And we have never actually been in the same physical space as you, so we are extremely excited about that.
I know. We haven't actually met in person. That would be a fantastic opportunity right there.
And then you were also nominated for Best Original Score.
Yes, Adrian Ellis, what a guy. He is also the composer of Out With Bad, which is how I discovered him and found him and recruited him to Clutch. And he did that score for pretty much nothing. Well, yeah, nothing. Actually, completely nothing. So it's really nice to see him get some recognition out of that as well.
Absolutely. That's a tough category. That's going to be a tough one for the members to vote on.
Yeah, it certainly will. He is actually attached to do the score for the Clutch feature, which is in development. It's still a ways away and a lot of variables on whether it'll happen for sure or not, but we do have some piqued interest for financing, and I'm sure these nominations will help as I send off packages to them this week.
Absolutely. I'm excited. It was a wonderful it's always a wonderful surprise for us to see who's on the nominee list, and it was a wonderful surprise to see Clutch in those two spaces. Best Ensemble Cast was a very tough category, from what I understand, very, very difficult to...
I can imagine. And it's spanning comedy and drama as well. And just, first of all, right, I remember off our competition list their pairings, which Ed Robinson obviously is incredible in it, and the pairings is such a wonderful show that, you know, I'm already prepared to concede a loss to them because they're that good.
Well, I mean, that is a really, really tough category. It is, you know, Clutch, and let's see, we can pull it up and just take a really, really quick look at Best Ensemble as I'm going through my little list here. Moving up. I mean, that's one of the toughest ones to look at because, you know, you're up against Husbands, Threesome, which is out of the UK, LSR Cabrera,
wow.
Emma Approved, Pairings, and You Guys. That's a tough category.
That's a pretty incredible category right there. You can't go wrong with any of those.
No, definitely not. All shows that we enjoy here at Indie Inner Tube and have talked at length about. And then, of course, the category of Best Original Music is Clutch, Destroy the Alpha Gammas, which I don't know if you've had a chance to see.
I watched the trailer. It was fantastic.
Yeah, Continuum, Research, and Abigail out of Atlanta.
Incredible.
So an incredible category and amazing. It's going to be really...
You know what I love about the whole list of nominees and not having them in front of me, just off having listened, is kind of exactly what you said, where you hear names like Battlestar Galactica and then you hear Cuckoo in the same paragraph, and that's pretty remarkable that this is the space where the studio and the independent can converge.
Exactly, where you can have Battlestar Galactica, Cuckoo, and Thurston all in the same category.
It's pretty remarkable.
Amazing. It is. It's very remarkable that we have these shows that are going to be seen next to each other.
I think if you had told anyone in the industry 15 years ago that would happen, they would have mocked you. That would have been a ridiculous idea.
They would have outright laughed in your face and said there's no way that independent shows are going to be competing, and deservedly so, on the same stage, on the same playing field as a show like Battlestar Galactica Blood and Chrome.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's amazing. And then you see something that's kind of in that middle nether region of independent and studio like Wigs that is really pushed so far and done so much with, you know, and they're neither independent, neither entirely independent, but they're also not studio driven. They're kind of in that ether world. And they've done quite a lot to push our space forward as well. So it's interesting to see that recognition kind of across the board. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is. And it's a great networking opportunity, the chance to go to an award ceremony and be among people you admire and wouldn't otherwise have a chance to meet, and to be able to be among them as peers. It creates great opportunities for creators and actors and artists.
And obviously there will be a chairman's party for nominees, winners, sponsors, board members, and the like, and there will be several other VIP parties, that are held around the IWTV Awards. So there's going to be a lot of networking opportunity for members, for nominees, and for winners around that. It's a ton.
Yes, I think
it'll
be great.
I think this is going to be our best year yet. I really do.
I have no doubt.
No doubt at all. I'm excited. Jonathan,
well,
I'm
excited
so pleased
to hear who's hosting and presenting, that's half the fun.
It is, and I'm telling you right now, it is going to be amazing. And I'm wondering now, because so many people missed the winners, should we go ahead and read them again? the nominations? Do you want to read them again?
Heck yeah.
Want to read twice?
Okay.
All right.
Well, Jonathan, it was a pleasure talking to you. Congratulations
Thank
on
you
your two
very
nominees.
Much.
We will see you, sir, in Vegas.
I'm almost positive that I'm going to be able to make it. I just have to be sure before I, you know, see the flight prices before saying yes for sure. But I really hope to be able to meet you there in person, and it's been a pleasure.
It has been a pleasure, and it will always be a pleasure, sir. Congratulations, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye now.
That was Jonathan Robbins from the double nominee show, Clutch.
Ooh. I gotta pull it back up.
So, do you want to read them again?
Well, why not? People are saying yes because apparently a bunch of people liked it.
Yeah, because I'm not seeing them up on the website yet.
No, they're not. It's just our embed link. So,
okay, so Lynn, let's get through them again.
Fast and dirty, or how are we doing it?
We'll just do it fast and dirty, starting from the bottom. Amanda, go ahead.
All right. So 2014 IAWTV Award nominees, version two, best returning series, Squaresville, Hipsterhood, Lauren, Husbands, Fallout Nuka Break season two.
You want to just do one?
Yep, go.
Best new series, The Fuzz, Darwin, ThingStarter, Cosplay Piano, and The Brooklynian.
Best visual effects digital, State of Sin, Mercury Filmworks, Continuum, Element X Creative, Chad Briggs, Visual Effects Supervisor, Progress the Series, Paul Latta of Coco Visual, Super Knocked Up, Daniel DeFabio and Christopher Vincelette, as well as Battlestar Galactica, Blood and Chrome, the entire Cylon team, Gary Hutzel, Michael Gibson, Doug Drexler, David Takamura, Kyle Toucher, Jesse Mesa, Toves, David Morton, Neil Zapata Douglas, E. Graves, Kevin Cartrow, Neil Booker, James Hibbert, Das Pandey, Alice Reeves, Richard Livingston, Jeremy Lang, Manuel Choi, Matt Boardman, Anaya Graham, Shane Hoffman, Heather McAuliffe, Derek Ledbetter, August Coleman, Jesse Siglo, Sarah Grieshammer, Ryan C. Schroer, Arthur Vail III, Patrick Murphy, Alberto Ludena, John Correo, Anthony D'Agostino, Eric McAvoy, and Philip A. Sisk.
For Best Original Music, Clutch Season 2, Original Score by Adrian Ellis. Destroy the Alpha Gammas, Original Score by Giona Ostinelli. Continuum, Damon Griswold. Research, Kenny Wood for the Research Opening Theme. And Abigail, Original Soundtrack, Brian Tweeks Arnold. Brian Tweeks Arnold.
Not only that, but I do believe that you have Christmas on the brain because it's Damon Criswell, not Griswold. For Continuum. It's okay. So, yes, Continuum, Damon Criswell for Best Original Music and the Thing. Next one is Best Supplemental Content, Pretty Darn Funny, Season 2, My Music, Super Geeked Up, Husbands, and The Digits.
For Best Online Channel, Crackle.com, What's Trending, Epic Rap Battles of History, Smosh, and Wigs.
You have to say Epic Rap Battles right.
Epic, go ahead.
Best Interactive Social Media Experience, Mr. Right, Mrs. Right, Frank Chindamo, Super Geeked Up, State of Sin, Carrie Hayden, Spellslingers, Katrina Dennis, and Welcome to Sandition.
For Best Makeup / Special Effects, Fallout Nuka Break Season 2, Bianco Apathy, The Gamers, Hands of Fate, Sean Shelton, Damon Vanhee, Jamie Cordero, Voyage Trekkers, Nathan Stipes, Greenewalt, One Hit Die, Bleeding Arts, and Standard Action Season 2, Ashley Young.
Best Design in Art Direction and or Production, David King for Progress the Series, Eric Whitney for Continuum, Rachel Gold and Rachel Rob Condras for Red Scare, Nicole Vardy for Destroy the Alpha Gammas, and Sarah Kogan for Inferno.
Best Costume Design, Jennifer Hebner and Mary S. Porter for Justice Woman. Fallout Nuka Break, Season 2. Holly Conrad and Jennifer Smith for Shelf Life. Vanessa Driveness for Standard Action, Season 2. And James Brigado, Adam Goforth, Jeff Grahula, Gary Lobstein, Jason Orsega, Julie Wilhelm, and Joe Zollner for Dirigible Days.
Best Variety Series, Cosplay Piano, The Mythical Show with Rhett and Link, Kids React, Daily Motion Detour, and Culture Pop.
For Best News Series, Buzz 60 Entertainment News, Buzz 60 Weird and Viral News, AMC Movie Talk, Vivo News Live from H97SJXX, and Buzz 60 News.
Best Educational Series, Man at Arms, The Digits, Spell Slingers, What You Can Do, and Vintage Colorado.
Best Documentary Series, Indie Across America, Soccer Academy, Tailgate 32, Rep and A Simple Walk into Mordor.
Best Animated Series, Ruby, Stan Lee's Bad Days, Broken Quest, New Eden, and Brooklynians.
For Best Writing in a Nonfiction Web Series, Aiden Brezonik, Mike Trupiano, and John Trupiano for Tailgate 32. Lon Harris, What's Trending? Lee Camp and Aaron Burdett, The Moment of Clarity Show. John Baisdow and Erica Laxon for Fit Now with John Baisdow. And Sam Kellett, Jeff Bauer, Brandy Finmark, Whitney Merritt, Jeremiah Watkins, Justin Alexio, and Philip Binder for Away from Keyboard.
Best Directing in Nonfiction, Tom Gray for Cosplay Piano, Benny and Rafi Fine for Kids React, Jack Ferry for My Damn Channel Live, Tony Wise for Daily Motion Detour, and Eric McLean for Blitzed.
Best Host in a Pre-Recorded Web Series, Will Wheaton for Tabletop, Dave Holmes for Indie Across America, Bernie Burns for The Gauntlet, Maggie Rooley for Mom IQ, and Rhett McLaughlin for The Mythical Show with Rhett and Link.
For Best Host Live, Don Campia for AMC's Movie Talk, Beth Hoyt for My Damn Channel Live, Jeff Burns for Super Geeked Up, Kristen Burt, AfterBuzz's TV So You Think You Can Dance After Show, and AJ Gibson for AfterBuzz TV So You Think You Can Dance After Show.
For Best Live Event, Comedy Gives Back 2013, the 24-hour global live stream comedy event benefiting Mail Area No More. Unexpected Covers, Go Shows, Vivo Presents 30 Seconds to Mars, and Vivo Presents Lift Live.
Best Hosted Series Live, What's Trending, My Damn Channel Live, AfterBuzz TV So You Think You Can Dance After Show, Super Geeked Up, and Indie Intertube.
Best Hosted Series Pre-Recorded, Tabletop, The Gauntlet, The Curious Cook, VHV TV Interview with Jovane Henry, and The Yaffa Show. Go ahead.
Ensemble Performance in a Web Series, Brad Bell and Sean Heyman for Husbands, Juan King, Lisa Gifford, and Peter Haplin for Threesome, Joanna Satomura, Brent Bailey, Deanne Hutton, James Brent, Isaacs, Alexis Boozer, Paul Stewart, and Gabriel Voss for Emma Approved. Ed Robinson, Nathan Mobley, Nebula Goo, Shannon Nelson, Rick Robinson, David Nett, Jessica Mills, Paul Nugent, Stephanie Thorpe, Keaton Talmadge, Natasha Harris, and Michelle Hack for Pairings. Matthew Carvery, Jillian Clare, Alexandra L., Catherine Folger, Katya Gardner, Peter Hodgins, Tom Conkle, and Jeff Sinisak for Clutch Season 2.
For Best Writing in a Comedy, Bradley C. Bell and Jane Espenson for Husbands, Jeff Lewis for the Jeff Lewis 5-Minute Comedy Show, Nice Peter, Epic Lloyd, Dante Sotomayor, Mike Batet, and Zach Sherwin for, go ahead, say it. Stephanie Calliner, Simon Fraser, Galen Drinnen, Kaya Green, Deborah Etta Robinson, Rob Norman, Alice Moran, and Chris Kadek for Versus Valerie. And Jeff Parkin, Jared Carden, Lisa Valentine Clark, Adrian Carden, KC Falconer, and Tom Quinn for Pretty Darn Funny. Now, hold on. For Threesome, it's Yuan King. In Best Ensemble Performance, it's Yuan King, Lisa Gifford, and Peter Halpin.
I am sorry.
Sorry for that, LSR. We corrected it very quickly.
Best Male Performance in a Comedy. Brad Bell in Husbands. Sean Hamison in Husbands. Ed Robinson in Pairings. Jeff Lewis in the Jeff Lewis 5-Minute Comedy Show. And Ron Hanks in Golden, California.
Golden, California is hilarious, by the way. If you have not had a chance to see it,
you will.
You will, as a member now, have a chance to see it. Best Female Performance in a Comedy, Hannah Spear in Versus Valerie, Amy Acker for Husbands, Joanna Sotomura for Emma Approved, Lisa Valentine Clark for Pretty Darn Funny Season 2, and Katori Crawford for the Invaders web series Angie's Logs.
Best Directing in a Comedy, Dan Obsol for Sugar Boy, Scott Brown for Destroy the Alpha Gammas, Jeff Greenstein and Ellie Gonda for Husbands, Christopher Leon for Shoot Up, One and Done, and Rick Robinson for Pairings.
Comedy series. Go ahead and say the first one. Pretty Darn Funny Season 2, Sugar Boy, Emma Approved, and Husbands.
Best Editing in a Web Series, Phil Lucci for Destroy the Alpha Gammas, Mike Sly and Simon Fraser for Versus Valerie, Nathaniel Atchison for Husbands, James Darling Evan for The Four Players, Eric Strand and Gian Gonzano for 10,000 Days.
For Best Cinematography in a Web Series, just Boa Simon Boa Simon for Destroy the Alpha Gammas, Marco Manzay for 10,000 Days, Paul Awad for Thurston, Danny Larson for The Hinterlands, and Dan Smiley for Shadowbound.
For Best Writing in a Dramatic Web Series, Nikki Racklin for Why am I thinking chocolate?
I don't know.
Anyway, Best Writing for a Drama Web Series, Nikki Racklin for Cuckoo, Matt Enlow for Squaresville, Rodrigo Garcia and Karen Gracie for Blue, Michelle Elliott and Danny Larson for The Hinterlands, and Jay Rodan and John Avnet for Lauren.
For Best Male Performance in a Drama, Connor Russell in The Hinterlands, Milo Ventimiglia in Chosen, Walt Willey in Thurston, Richard Cutting in Milgram and the Fast Walkers, and David Arquette in Cleaners.
Female performance in a drama, Anna Paquin in Susanna, Julia Stiles in Blue, Pagan McGrath in Cuckoo, Trojan Belisario in Lauren, and Maggie Grace in Susanna.
You're really going to keep saying Cuckoo, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
For Best Directing in a Drama, Rodrigo Garcia for Blue, Paul Awad for Thurston, John Avnet for Lauren, Ben Katai for Chosen, and Dan and Bresnash for Cuckoo.
Best
Dramatic series. Blue.
Thurston.
Susanna.
The Hinterlands.
And Battlestar Galactica Blood and Chrome. Now, Yay! I noticed John Trupiano was in the chat room.
Yes.
Congratulations to you, John, for your nomination.
Yes. I apologize again to anyone whose name we mispronounced.
It's a well-deserved nomination.
I apologize
for John
to any show that we didn't say correctly. I apologize for tripping up. Don't come after me.
Because I believe that John and Mike Trupiano got nominated for Tailgate 32.
They did.
And I know how much you like that show.
I know, because I wanted, I immediately wanted to tailgate.
Well, you've been talking about it for a while now, because every time we go before a football game to the grocery store, to any store to get anything, you're like, you know what I saw on Tailgate 32?
Yeah.
You know what I saw. You know what other people do. This is what they did some tailgating in Tampa.
They did. They went to all 32 teams. That is dedication.
That is dedication.
And they found some awesome people.
Oh, of that I have no doubt.
Awesome, awesome people.
John says, let's tailgate the IWTV.
Yes.
I'm down. We are actually not staying at the Rio because we're cheap. We are staying at the Days Inn Wild Wild West Casino.
We have a
hotel
Denny's.
Right down the access road from the Rio that has a Denny's.
Right.
And that's where we're going to be staying. So we can tailgate the IWTV Awards anytime. I'm down.
I'm tailgating the Rio in, like, you know, Brazilian dance style. Is that what you do? Mama Leo. What? Yes.
Awesome.
That would be awesome. Like, everybody bring a potluck. See, if you bring that RV and you tailgate those awards, we'll give you like a special in the inner tube award or something. That would be awesome, because you guys went all over the country in that RV. We know how hard that is. We traveled just once across the country in an RV. So, yeah. We'll buy you dinner if you show up and tailgate.
Right. So that is it, everybody. Those are your 2014 third annual IWTV Award nominees. Congratulations to everybody. I now have to
go to work.
I now have to get off of here and go to my day job at HSN. So I have to be at the studio at 5:30, which means I have to leave here around 4 to get through traffic. And prior to that, I think I may have to buy some airfare. So here we go.
Woo!
And everybody, we will see you in Las Vegas. Congratulations to all the nominees. The announcement will be up on the Video Inc. shortly and up on our website shortly after that.
The tailgaters have it right. They're taking the RV.
Well, that's pretty sweet. I would love that. I would love
I'm
that.
I'm assuming that would probably be the cheapest way to get there right now.
Congratulations to all the nominees and good luck.
Yes. Woo!
We can't think of a better community to be a part of. And once again, congratulations and good luck. We'll see you in Vegas.